Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a beloved novel, and also an allegory for my penis.
Forget it, your dick sucks.
For my ass.
For my ass.
A fantastical world of unimaginable pleasure. But go too far, and it could cost you your life. Why raw dogging me is dangerous today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. On Wait, Wait, Don't Have Sex with My Ass.
That would be good. A quiz show where you get to fuck. And there's that. Who's that fat Carl Castle? Is that the guy's name?
Carl White Castle.
Yeah.
Well, fuck your ass, the announcer.
I'll get fucked in my... I only listened to that show once in a cab, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. It's a quiz show, I believe.
And the questions are very easy.
A piz show.
What the hell, Nick? Are you serious?
Yeah.
A piz show?
A piz show.
Yeah. I'm just taking the piss, mate.
Yeah. I'm always having a laugh.
I'm just taking the piss.
I rewatched the piss.
Don't Get Sleepy Hollow the other night.
With Johnny?
Yeah. I was thinking about just getting like a... Just dressing like a 18th century barrister. Get like the wig.
That'd be a good look for you.
Like the cape.
The beard would go
you
well.
You do need
it.
A new look, dude. Soon you got to reinvent yourself. Yeah.
Well, it's almost time to get rid of the beard and become an 18th century barrister.
You should keep mutton chops.
No, I say go completely baby faced and you have the long wig.
Yeah. No, you got to shave. You can't have the beard. And I'm just moving backwards through the centuries.
Yes, yes, brother.
You should go like French libertine, I think.
What, like a dandy?
Like a dandy, wear like powder makeup.
Give yourself a mole.
Yourself a beauty mark. Think about how men have to be more beautiful than women.
Yeah, I'll be the Marquis. Yeah.
Was that what those guys did?
Marquis Mark.
Yeah, they like...
Marquis Mark.
Marquis. How doth this Vietnamese rest upon my shores? I shall take force to his eye and remove it.
With thine wrench.
With thine good wrench of justice.
The thus, Marquis du Marc.
Because to me, by the Earl of Dorchester.
The Marquis du Marc scourge to all Vietnamese. Yes.
How dare thee, Mongolian beast, find thyself in my presence?
In the shores of Southie.
On the southern shore of my beloved dear Boston.
That man straight up just fucked the guy up and no one gives a fuck.
This year for Lent, we're doing more peace, more grace.
You seen that Instagram video, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, he fucking rules. Not even what Lent's about, bro. You got a fat. And the other thing is, all you fucking motherfuckers that giving up one thing for Lent, that's not what it's about. You got to fast, bro.
You have to.
I did one time when I was a kid. I fasted all 40 days. No meat.
Oh, no meat.
Wait, that's not a fast.
Nothing but Oreos.
It is.
You just abstained from meat.
That's what fasting is in the modern Orthodox tradition. We don't fucking... You're thinking of Ramadan.
Yeah.
Or you motherfuckers do some fasting bullshit too, don't you?
Yeah, we only do one day.
But one day, big fucking deal.
Come on,
That was a good volume.
Yeah. That's definitely exactly as loud as it should be.
I only know that song from movie trailers.
Yeah.
What song was that?
It is a very... It's Come On, Come On by Smash Mouth. It's just a movie trailer song.
Yeah. That and...
20th
the Drew
Century
Carey Show.
Fox. Thursdays on Fox.
I'm still...
Hey, Oswald, maybe you could get your penis out of my mouth? Whoosh.
Oh yeah. Walking out of the door, I'm on my way. Oh yes, yes. This is a jam.
Followed by Malcolm in the Middle. Dad, can you put your penis in my ass for school?
Yes.
I'm the smartest kid in school, but I'm also gay.
Gay is the twist, Dad. Dad, can you get my wheelchair-ridden
gay
black
ass
friend's
Malcolm.
Penis out of my mouth?
Gay-ass Malcolm. Thursday is on Fox.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Smash Mouth. That's a good tune.
Yeah, Oliver Bean. Thursday is premiering. Where what if a kid was in the 60s, but he was gay? You mean to tell me I'm gay? And it's the 1960s? That's right, you little homo.
Wait, is that a real
on
show?
On Fox, yeah. Oliver Bean was a. I think it got canceled after one season.
I've never heard of Oliver Bean.
I didn't hear that. Is it Young Sheldon? Is he gay in the 60s
as well?
Two
seasons in 2003.
It was really? Who's in it?
It was an atrocious show.
Who's in it?
Well, it was narrated by David Cross.
Really? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Friend of the show.
I love her bean, but I love her bean, if you know what I'm saying.
I love her bean.
A girl's clit.
Yeah.
And the her I'm talking about.
The show was created by Howard Gurwitz.
Oh.
Who did Taxi and Larry Sanders.
Oh, wow, really?
Just Shoot Me, yeah.
Damn,
those are good shows.
Those are three bangers.
Yeah, those are three great shows.
Yeah.
Damn. They do... Yeah.
He was just getting so many ideas rejected after being on a hot streak. Then he's like, fuck it. It's a kid. He's
Oliver
gay.
Oliver Bean. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's actually gay. I think that was Nick's little spin on it.
Oh, that was Nick's spin.
Come on, man. Put it together.
No, it's about a kid. His dad's like a dentist. And then, I mean, I remember it just being like, what if Malcolm in the Middle was the 60s?
Oh, okay.
Wait, was that the one where there's like a the doctor is smoking in the, during his... examination, perhaps? That's
perhaps.
Probably been in a ton of movies, actually. Shit, maybe I remember this show.
Yeah, it was because Fox made a big deal out of its premiere.
Mm. And those were the days where I was all over Fox. Three, that's a good song, too.
Yeah. What's that Pink song about the clowns?
Send in the clowns?
Pink clown.
We're talking clowns. About you guys with cocks.
Yeah.
You both probably have pink ass dicks.
The pink clown, the joke.
My shit is nice and dark, honestly.
Oh, because you're Mediterranean.
I go down a shade.
Yeah, because his blood's fucked up.
No, it's not a circulation issue. It is not anymore, anyway.
Mine's speckled.
Come on, fuck me in my pocket. There's no honor to having a pink penis.
What do you mean?
A little Princess Peach. Yeah. I got a Bowser.
That's girl type shit, having pink genitals.
I have a girl style penis.
Yeah.
I have a Bowser.
Yeah.
Shit brown with fire red pubes.
Bumps. Yeah. Spikes and bumps.
I got a damn Ganondorf.
My penis anorexic.
Yeah, it is. I Falcon punch that pussy. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Show me your dick. Oh yeah, that was a classic. Show me your dick. If you weren't saying that when you were playing Smash, you're a fucking loser. Let me put that on the record right now for anyone listening. If you never said
show me your dick, show me your penis,
if you never even thought that until right now, you're a fucking herb.
Turn off the show.
Turn on your fucking.
Turn on your N64.
Turn on your N64.
Yeah. You know why they call it the N64?
No, we don't. Yeah. And we don't need to either. Thank you.
It stands for N-I-G.
No, it doesn't. No. It's not that many G's.
Yeah.
And everyone at home, we don't know what the end is going to be. He might. It might not be what you think.
No, the 4 is an A. It's the casual style.
Yeah. N-I
no,
61 G's.
I think it has something to do with the gigabytes or the megabytes or something.
Yeah.
With the cartridge.
Sounds like megabyte. Sounds like gigabyte.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Just a Japanese guy being like, we have a new type of data we made just for video game system. And it's named after Nintendo. And they're like, no.
No, Takashi.
No.
My name,
Mr. Yakimoto, my we name can't is do that.
Ikimoshu Nigashima.
No, dude, it's not.
my family.
That's not your name or that guy's name. Or, I mean, it is. Yeah. And that's why you can say it, because it is a real guy's
name. That is my name. I would never say the word.
the word disgusts me.
It does not. I do not like to say a dishonorable word.
But it is my name.
But it is my name. What are you going to do? That's life.
That's a rifle.
That's a rifle.
I don't know the rest of the
Frying
song.
High in the mayor, shot down in a jewel.
Oh, that's a life.
That's a rife. Chinese Joker, Thursdays on Fox.
So,
come on, come on. You mean to tell me there's a new Joker, but he's Chinese? I'm going to pee-pee in the Coke.
that's the
wipe to him, the Joker, pee-peeing the Coke.
Yes.
That's funny.
That would honestly be fucked up if somebody did that.
That'd be funny and twisted. Yeah.
If the Joker pissed in the Coke.
Following Family Guy. The fuck block. The sex block. Gay Malcolm. Gay Oliver Lee.
Chinese Joker.
And gay Simpsons.
Oh, nice.
On the Fox Thursday gay block.
Gay Cleveland.
It's Gay Thursdays on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Gay Seinfeld.
I want to eat some pussy.
Marge.
I have to suck Mr. Burns' his cock at work.
There's only one straight character in it, Smithers.
Oh, I really don't want to have sex with Mr. Burns today. I mean, I do.
His cock looks delicious. Mm-hmm.
Marge, I think Smithers might be, straight.
That's impossible. Everyone's gay.
So Marge and Homer are married still.
They're married, but they're gay.
But they're both gay.
Which would be the perfect
They're in a family unit. It's sort of like The Giver, where they form family units based on...
They don't get pussy in The Giver?
I don't think they're allowed to fuck, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so
damn,
fucked
I should,
up.
Damn, I should reread The Giver.
Yeah, we should do Come Down Book Club.
You want to do a book club?
But it's a child's book.
This month we're reading One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Yeah. And we're reading that book Hatchet.
We're reading Hop on Pop.
If I remember from The Giver, they kill the old people. And you don't get pussy?
They kill the old people. They also do abortions and shit. There's like one person that's selected to...
So someone's getting
to
pussy.
To learn all the sins of the community. And the main character, he's selected to be the giver. And so he has to go see the old man that's like, nobody's getting any pussy. And they be killing all the kids.
But then why are they doing abortions if no one's getting pussy?
They used to be different colors. And it was heels. They have... Because they're trying to go for like an emotional neutral state. It's kind of... The whole book is sort of a ripoff of that movie Equilibrium.
I've never seen it.
It's pretty sick.
It's very cool.
It's very sick.
Who's in it?
There's Christian Bale. Fights.
Christian Bale is a high priest in the dystopian government that controls people's emotions with like a...
I thought it's Guy Ritchie, no? Or Guy Pearce.
That's funny because usually what happens to you is a guy pierces your asshole with his dick.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Come on, come on.
Gay Adam.
What? Gay Adam on Fox Thursdays.
Guy Pierce is the guy who was married to Madonna, or was that Guy Ritchie?
He's the guy from
Memento.
Memento.
That shit. When Bart would run across the bottom of the screen and tell you what time
that
the
was
Simpsons
awesome.
Was coming on.
That was really fucking cool.
I'd be watching the Drew Carey show, and then there's Bart.
And they would do little footstep sounds, too.
Yeah, we're like, wow, we're living in the future.
This is fucking crazy.
Here comes a bumper. There's like a big, there's a city that's made out of speakers.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Christian.
Like, damn, that's where I live, the future, in a speaker city.
Yeah, dude. Speaker city. Shouts out to Vince Vaughn.
I'm watching the PJs here in the future.
Yep.
Everything's going to be perfect forever.
Damn. The fucking PJs. Now I wish I was fucking in the basement of my Greektown childhood home watching television on the little fucking 18-inch VCR/TV that I used to jack off to Elijah Dushku from The New Guy on. And just making a sandwich that was just butter and fucking sugar.
I used to get so excited about new shows.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
Making stovetop stuffing for myself and then watching like a grown-up.
God damn. There was nothing better than just, like, 3 hours uninterrupted in the kitchen with the TV, no fucking mom in sight, going buck wild.
Yeah, I loved being latchkey.
Nah, they were upstairs. I'm saying
my parents would come home at 5, so I'd have 3 hours of fun TV.
Blatchkey.
No, that sucked. The cool part was being home at 8 p.m. and being left to your own devices from like starting
that
at
sounds
like
anarchy.
Starting at like Seinfeld, like at the 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The day would start with the reruns and then it would end with the beginning.
I'd watch CBS
evening.
Seinfeld like at 3 after school.
Listen, look at Mr. Fucking Cable over here.
No, TBS was. I guess that was.
Look at
basic.
Mr. Fucking Moneybags Cable over here.
Well, we got cable back. We lost cable for.
Don't try
two terrible years.
Don't waffle. Damn, that sucks. You must have been broke.
I hated my father.
I was so mad at what, $40 a month?
Hey, yeah. This isn't therapy. We're talking about.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about good TV shows from the past.
Yeah, and snacks we would make as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have anything to say about that, move it forward.
Yeah. Watch, I used to get excited about premieres. I'm like, this show's going to be, we're going to watch a new show.
Yeah,
it's the world premiere.
It's a premiere. Yeah. I'm going to wear a tuxedo.
It's called Andy Richter Controls the
Universe. Oh, dude, I was all over Andy Richter Controls the Universe.
Which is interesting because he can't control his weight or his marriage. So it'll be interesting to see in what way he controls the universe.
He can't control the DMs he sends to 23-year-olds.
He can't control his emotions. So it'd be interesting to see how he controls the universe.
I really was all over Andy Richter.
What if the Drew Carey
universe?
Show wasn't funny?
What if there was no fat bitch with makeup on the Drew Carey show?
What if it was just some fat also ran's internal monologue coping with the fact that he's just Conan's friend?
How did he get that much heat? Because he had a couple shows, didn't he?
He had like 5 shows that all failed.
It's crazy.
The evil powers that be in Hollywood really try to give it to him for a while.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you might know a little something about that.
I wish.
That's true.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here,
You wouldn't be here.
I'd be on Sunset Boulevard selling my pink pussy.
Selling your pink little penis as a girl's
penis. Selling my girl penis.
You got a girl dick, Adam. only trans women should have pink-ass dicks. And you can take that to the bank. That's my real statement.
Trans women on Fox.
come on. Yeah, he did have a ton of shows. He had that one, Andy Richter Controls the Universe. He had one where...
Remember watching that 70s show? That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
That was great.
I loved that show.
Dude,
I remember when that 70s show premiered. I was in fourth grade.
Do you remember?
You don't understand how TV was.
Do you remember that
80s
show?
Yes. It sucked.
And being pissed off because you're
so
like,
bad.
Dude, that 70s show rules.
Yeah.
There's going to be a that 80s show. Yeah. This is awesome.
And then in the future, there's going to be that 90s show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That 80s
show is going to be all about our childhood.
That 80s show is one of the worst shows.
It was really bad. Yeah.
I remember being so pissed off. I was like, how could you do this to this beautiful franchise?
Mm-hmm.
Red would be spinning in his grave right now.
It's crazy how, wasn't it Laurie, the older sister on that 70s show?
Just like... Mm-hmm. Just went crazy.
She went nuts, dude. She just like getting fucking either arrested or hospitalized for domestic violence
for beating
for like 10 years and then died.
She literally just was that character.
Yeah,
like that's what that character. That's how that character would die.
Yeah,
she's method.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you jack off to in that 70s show?
To Mila, dude.
No,
and
you
Red.
Jacked off to Red.
Yeah, you jacked off to Red. Adam.
I jacked off to the 70s.
You call that a penis, Friedland?
And he's yelling at me.
I jacked off to Donna's dad.
He was hot.
The like.
Oh, Donna's mom. Good
Donna's
God.
Donna's mom was a
You better
ass.
Believe I jacked off to her.
Adam jacked off to Donna's dad, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I already said that.
You see that one coming?
Yeah, I already said that. I preempted that one.
Jesus, I can't even get a grip on this cock here. It's too small.
That guy was a great character.
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm gay now.
How you doing?
Show
you
me
doing?
Your penis. No, the whole penis. Wait, that's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing,
oh
I feel.
Oh, my God.
It's like when you look at the hamburger on the menu at the McDonald's, and then it comes out, and it's a fucking child's penis. It's not the same thing at all. How'd that guy talk?
We started
he
pretty
had
good.
Like a, yeah. Yeah.
Where was it? It was set in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I believe I jacked off.
Same
to
as Happy Days.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I don't know.
That was in Wisconsin too. I think. Yeah.
Damn, dude. It was so funny that Henry Winkler was like a guy that was cool and got pussy. Because now he's such a gentle little man. Yeah. How much pussy do you think he got for being Fonzie? An insane amount, right?
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he just took girls into the bathroom.
Yeah,
he just office.
Hit their pussies with the jukebox, and they squirted.
As Dan Schneider gets for playing his famous character Stavros in the Come to the Podcast.
I am not Dan Schneider.
Yeah, I know. You're playing Stavros.
No.
And your commitment to the character is great.
There's no commitment.
Outside of your real life is notorious pedophile Dan Schneider.
I am not. That is not who I am.
Right now, of course not.
And even if I was that guy,
Your commitment is what I respect.
I am not
as an artist.
Let me say right now,
tapping my nose here. If Dan were here, I'd tell him great job.
Yeah,
the man speaking right now, me, is not Dan Schneider in any way, shape, or form. Anyone acting
well,
right now?
Shape and form, yes.
No, that's true.
First of all, I definitely we've been through this. Yeah. I have much more fucking panache.
You said
I have
vitality.
Much more vitality and vibrance than Dan Schneider.
None of that
describes
shape and form.
Yeah, shape and form.
It does, though.
No.
It's facsimile.
I have a different form. Okay, shape I might be willing to give you.
Style may be different, but form and shape, yes.
Form.
Yeah.
Form is within the shape, within the bounds of the shape.
A bulbous, lecherous.
I am willing. First of all, I'm not lecherous. Second of all, I am more taut than Dan Schneider is.
I bet you he is tickle pictures with 12-year-olds.
I would never do that. I would never do that. His behavior disgusts me.
Calling your 12-year-old employees into your office for tickle fights.
First of all, I don't have any employees, and none of them would be 12 if I did.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I guarantee you, me with my shirt off looks way better than Dan Schneider.
How about Night
off.
At the Museum, but it's at the African American History Museum.
Uh-huh. And then they're all coming to life, like George Washington Carver.
And Ben Stiller is just like scared of black people.
His flashlight is just shaking.
Yeah. It's Malcolm X. Yeah, he's just being offered a fucking peanut butter sandwich with jazz playing in the background.
It's called
he's
like, at the museum.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Frederick Douglass's character is kind of like Cedric in the barbershop movies. It's kind of like an
got
old
the same hair.
Yeah, they Frederick, got the same
hair. They really gave him Frederick Douglass's haircut.
Yeah, Frederick Douglass, and he never beats off.
The
only path towards freedom is to hold your nut.
Yes.
You never
nocturnal emissions
never
or the nocturnal emissions are the way to equality.
Mm-hmm.
Only by busting
Frederick
if
Douglass.
God jacks you off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frederick Douglass. Or honestly, he could be if he's Frederick Douglass, he could either never beat off or he could be the guy that could make himself bust with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need a single tug to fucking ejaculate. Yeah.
And then he's like scared, and then what's her name? Sojourner Truth is like, come in here, I can get you free. She like pulls him into a tunnel.
And just sucks him off.
And then she.
You mean Harriet Tubman?
Harriet Tubman, yeah. And then she jacks him off.
Wait, so why did you start with Sojourner Douglas?
I forgot
her
name.
He's bad at comedy.
I forgot her name.
But it doesn't. The fucking. Oh, it's not even a pun. Yeah, Sojourner. Yeah.
It's he's man, reaching for the for the to impress people with the deep cut.
I'm not impressing anyone.
Harriet Tubman at least makes a lot of sense. You. Yeah. How did you forget the point of the joke? You forgot the punchline.
Well, I did. Yeah. Listen, if I stuck the landing,
that was so awesome.
If
dude.
I stuck the landing, that would have been.
There
a
was no
sense.
Landing. You were setting up.
How about I how about slow jerker?
Slow jerker.
Slow jerker.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
slow jerker. Truth is good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, isn't it? Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. It was slow jerker.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
no, you fucking weren't. Who was Sojourner Truth? I've heard her name a lot.
She was a suffragette.
Nice.
Was she? I thought she was the same as Harriet Tubman.
Because you're racist. And better.
Because you're racist, dude.
I guess.
She was a black suffragist.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I mean, I think. I can't remember.
I don't fucking know. But I think there was like an uncredited university.
You brought it up, Adam. You should know.
Why don't you tell us,
You
Adam?
Said, let's stop doing jokes. It's time.
It's time.
To repeat something I remember from elementary school.
Sojourner's a good-ass name. Mm. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's sick. She had a cool name.
The Tom Joyner Truth.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a cool name.
Don't join her, Truth. Yeah, just follow this, the sound of the morning radio to freedom. Yeah, I don't know. Seems like the women suffragettes were pretty fucking annoying, though. You know what I'm saying, boys?
Anytime I hear the suffragettes, I just imagine the California Raisins.
Mm. Suffragettes does sound like a little rock band for sure to me. 1, 2, 3. Like doing some shit like that.
Yeah, I drove.
I like Joan Jett. The Joan for Jets.
I drove a 1981 Chevy Suffragette.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, a Chevy Sojourner sounds awesome too.
That's where I was going with that one.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, she's gonna take you in her Chevy Sojourner and Tugman you.
No, Harriet Tubman makes sense. Who else? What are some other black famous?
You know how I feel bad for historical figures. Imagine like
Beethoven,
the slaves with autism.
W.E.B. the butt cheeks.
The slaves with autism, and they're like, "We're taking you on the Underground Railroad." And they're like, "The Underground Railroad." I can't wait. I can't wait. Master, we're going to the Underground Railroad.
You're going where?
Oh, no, you ain't. I knew we shouldn't have told that retard. I said he was going to mess everything.
You think he would spoil it, or he would be so excited he would keep a secret, and then when there was no train, he would freak out?
That's where I was going originally. I'm telling. You said there was going to be a train. You said there was going to be a train, and now there isn't. I'm telling.
Man, I love that the autistic black guy we saw at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, that was
one
great.
Of my favorite guys of all time.
They don't play the Twins until June 15th.
Why are you wearing an Orioles shirt? They don't play here until, he had the exact date.
He memorized the schedule,
I loved him, dude.
He was shut the hell up there.
It was so cute. And we didn't say, the first time we brought it up, we didn't actually say it. Because we wanted to protect him, but I think enough time has passed. He actually had sex with Brandon Wardell that day.
He did.
Brandon was with us.
The statute of limitations.
The statute of limitations on raping a man is passed.
So now he can get away with it.
Wow, Brandon Wardell's got to be like 43 years old.
Yeah, he's really old.
He ages faster than us. Yeah. He's actually older than us.
Exactly.
Though. Yeah,
that's what happens.
He's in that California time zone.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It's too much. It's a lot of sun.
California's like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Like time goes faster there.
Is that what happens in that book?
I think it did.
Fucking nerd.
When you go in the wardrobe.
Another reference that you've decided to bring up.
That's not a smart reference.
Yeah, but it still is one you don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure that
time
went faster.
Let's audit my references. Oliver Bean.
Yeah, which is very impressive.
All right.
Yeah.
It is impressive.
Because I was honestly watching as much TV as you at the time and had no... And I think if I looked at a picture, I would remember it, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
No respect.
I remember all those little... This little pop up one season.
What are some other good? Let's do this for a while,
because
I'm trying to think. I mean, what was on like around?
I really only watched Fox and UPN and WB. I didn't watch anything else.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. Because of the Simpsons.
I watched NBC too.
What did you watch? NBC? Would you watch Friends?
I used to watch Seinfeld with my parents.
No, this is past Seinfeld.
So we're talking about the year 2000 right now.
Of course, we all watched all right. Seinfeld.
I remember the premiere of Family Guy.
Me too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
And I was like, this is a new era. This is the dawn.
This is the new Simpsons.
And then we had to trudge through with the DVDs and be like, how dare they cancel this fucking classic.
Dude, you remember that interim period where it was just on Adult Swim for a while?
Yeah.
When it bounced around?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was fucking
weird. Wow.
Dude, we lived
what
through that.
What a world to live in.
Yeah.
I remember the premiere of Futurama.
Yep. That was another one I was stoked for because I was like, hell yeah.
Damn, I should get Futurama on Blu-ray. Yeah, I remember reading about Futurama in the fucking newspaper a year before
Being
it came
so
out.
So excited for Futurama.
And like explaining to my dad, I'm like, Matt Groening is another show. Not understanding at the time that Matt Groening has nothing to do with The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But Futurama was good in its own.
It was good. That's Groening needed that for the for the legacy, because he was complete. Yeah, he just got lucky with The Simpsons, but he needed Futurama to be good. So, hats off to you, even though you're on Jeffrey Epstein's pedestal.
It's kind of how like Andy Borowitz created this podcast, but then dipped out.
To write incredible satire.
And so now every time you pull it up or whatever, it says "Cumtown" by Andy Borowitz.
Yeah.
And they think that he does all the work.
It's so annoying.
Really, it's other Jews that write it.
It's true.
And then me, Hank Azaria, I just do all the voices. Me and Dan Schneider do all the voices. I play Adam and Nick, and Dan, my friend Dan Schneider plays Stavros.
You're friends with Dan Schneider, who I am not, by the way.
Me, Hank Azaria? Yes, yeah. I'm friends with Dan Schneider, who plays you.
No. Plays me?
And you are
So you
him.
Admit I'm being played. Okay, that's fine. We've made progress. I exist as an entity outside
You're a
of
fictional
this show.
Character.
No,
I'm played by Dan Schneider, and I'm doing Dan Schneider the benefit of communicating with the character because I, Hank Azaria, am
gay.
It is me, Mr. Simpson.
There he is.
There's Hank. There's the Hank we all
what
know.
If, what if Hank Azaria was like, "You don't understand. I cannot
Because of how I talk.
Playing a poo for so long, I can now talk any other way than this."
Is it fucking snowing again?
Yeah, it's snowing.
Fuck. What the fuck? Are you serious?
No, it's going to turn to
rain. I'm going to kill myself.
Dude, if
Why?
It's
the snow is
no,
nice.
No, fuck that.
I got to buy another fucking...
It's not going to stick.
I got to buy another Majesty Palm. I've killed this one.
Dude, me too. I actually have a similar one.
I don't know how the fuck you keep one of these things alive. In the 20s, they were everywhere.
I killed every plant that I've
I think
ever
you
had.
Just have to water it. I haven't watered
it. I water it, but I think I was overwatering it initially.
That's the problem, is you think watering is good for it, and
hey,
then
check
you water
this out.
It too much. Hey, don't flick me. Don't flick me.
Got him.
He flicked me.
For the listeners, Nick said, "Hey, check this out," then showed Adam his middle finger.
That was...
The classic Hank Azaria movie.
The Azaria classic.
He came up with that.
Yeah. The classic Hank Azaria and not Dan Schneider movie.
How about Spank his area?
Spank his area? Yes, yes.
And his dick area.
Yeah. Oh, ow. Ouch.
Ooh, I'm trying to get my area spanked.
I'm loving getting my area spanked.
Yeah. My bathing suit area.
Dude, you guys remember how hot Hank Azaria was in Along Came Polly?
Mm-hmm. It's so funny that they used to ask kids to identify their molestation based on their bathing suit area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not only were you molested, now the cops are ruining your upcoming summer vacation also. By deeply implanting the memory. You're going to be at the beach 6 months out. You're in fourth grade. That's a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
You probably already processed the fact that you were gang raped in the teacher's lounge.
You're ready to move on.
By the vice principal.
But every time you see...
now you got to put your bathing suit on.
Yeah, that's him getting made into a principal.
Yeah.
When you go from just a teacher to vice principal...
We don't talk about this thing of ours.
The ceremonies. You fuck the most precocious child altogether. They prick your dick like...
They take a candle.
You take a child's ass oath. By pricking your penis.
I want to be a ninja. That video rules. I like that. Do you remember? You've seen that video?
Which one?
It's some like corporate like office party somewhere, and this white lady is singing like a song where she's like, "I want to be ninja." And then,
was it like a corporate training?
Jesus
video?
Yeah,
and there's
Christ.
There's a Chinese woman like just staring at her. Like,
Wait, they're trying to say don't do that?
No, they were just...
When was this? Was this like in the 80s or like right now?
No, it's like right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
What is this?
No, is this a joke? This has to be... Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
This isn't real, is it?
No, it's real.
What is it?
This is what
this is an Asian bitch right here.
This is what she did for like company karaoke.
Yeah.
No way, dude.
She's kind of hot.
I would fuck her. Yeah.
This woman is like half of Congress now.
She's like all the.
I stopped paying attention.
Shouts out to that bitch Marjorie, whatever the fuck, getting her pussy blown out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so oh, yeah, there was that, the
scrum.
The thing yeah, at the, there was yeah. the thing at the Capitol or whatever. And then now, like 90% of Congress is like, we need to pass laws.
We have guns.
We need to make it illegal to own a pickup truck. And then there's like six people that are like, fucking swastika. We're going to burn all the Jews. You got to set the flag at half mast for Hitler. Like, what? How did it become further that?
I know. It is really funny. Fucking funny,
and they're just all like leathery women that are permanently lactating.
Yeah,
for their husbands they all, to come home from Iraq.
They all are.
While my husband was in Iraq, I learned how to use his guns. I learned how to use his assault rifles while he was over
while
there.
While the boys were away, somebody had to pick up.
So we could spend my property.
We could start a dually and coffee business.
Yeah, she honestly probably would be kind of fun to fuck, that some wild-eyed conservative lady.
Probably not, actually.
No, she wouldn't.
Dude, she's probably, you know what? You're right, because she'd probably want to get absolutely pounded.
Really,
the whole
honestly,
time.
The only people that are fun to fuck are like kind of big girls. And other than that, it's all trash.
You're not wrong about that one, brother.
Nobody will say it. We know. It's just you want life to be more exciting than that, and it isn't. It really isn't.
You ain't said a goddamn lie in the last 10 seconds, my friend.
Right. It's like, what's the most fun car to drive? A fucking Chevy Malibu from Enterprise that you can destroy. That's it. That's the answer. It's not a Ferrari.
No. It's you're nervous the whole time.
Nah.
No. Is this thing going to fucking...
The insurance.
You want something that got upgraded V6 package and you can burn the wheels off of in the fucking parking lot of JFK.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. But
still smells like cigs from the last person.
I want to eat pussy.
That's crazy.
I want to get my penis sucked. Mm-hmm.
Dude, what the fuck was that? Was that like from a show?
I don't know, dude. I don't remember. I just remember the video and the song gets stuck in my head here and there.
This production value is pretty high on
it's
the
pretty
show.
Pretty good song.
Yeah. It's not a bad tune.
The electric guitar was pretty rocking.
Here we go. Here's the why I made my song "I Want to Be Ninja" by Jennifer Murphy Go-Go.
Oh, so she wrote that song.
Yeah.
Wait, get the fuck out of here.
Videos week after week for years.
I would smash
and
for
years
sure.
later,
yeah, she's
pretty
hot.
Much made a remake of his first video. It was cool to see how far they had progressed production wise.
How to Be Ninja 2.0 is a DVD for you.
Oh, it's like
this DVD comes with your two very own.
So I'm not some watching guys, this.
It's some guy's
shit.
Song and she redid it.
He made his bitch redo it.
I don't know. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. If anyone listening has pictures of that woman's breasts, though, send those to us.
Send those to P.O. Box.
Mail them. I'm going to get a P.O. Box, actually.
Oh, she was on Apprentice.
Oh, nice. That's sick.
Was that part of the Apprentice?
Murphy's Community. She had been a top 10 finalist in Miss USA 2004.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. She's perf.
Controversy in April 2016, Murphy uploaded a video on her YouTube channel performing her song "I Want to Be Ninja," promoting her line of Murphy beds.
What? That was.
A ninja would sleep in a Murphy bed.
That's true. It's sneaky. It's one
a
of the sneaky
style
types of
bed. Yeah.
That's weird that your last name's Murphy and you're like, I should start a business. And you're thinking is like, well, who else is named Murphy?
Yep. It was either make it's beds either or start be, Murphy Brown.
I could be Murphy Brown. Another great show.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But that wasn't Fox, was it?
That was CBS.
CBS, yeah. That was, you know what? CBS fell the fuck off after Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown Blu-ray.
Frasier. I watched a lot of Frasier, honestly.
Oh, dear God, Niles, I'm gay.
Oh, Niles, show me your penis.
Show me your penis, Niles.
Oh, God damn it, fellas. Stop being homos in my house.
Great. Two gay sons.
Both my sons are homos.
That's probably, we probably never said that before.
Yeah.
I want to eat pussy.
I want to see a woman's dick.
Mer-
Murphy Brown coming up after. You're watching CBS, the gay channel. You're watching, it's NBC, it's cunt NBC, CBS.
For bitches.
Here's why you can't stream Murphy Brown.
Didn't they try and do a remake very recently?
They did. They brought everything back. Well, there's a lot of, like, because now all the Remember the 90s idiots are all...
Right.
You know,
power
they have,
brokers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why. Which has led to some things that are nice. Namely, I, Tonya, Richard Jewell.
I, Tonya was good. I haven't seen Richard Jewell. I will say they made Tonya way too sexy.
I had a nice little I, Tonya bit going on when that movie came out.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Well, I was also watching the Olympics at the time.
Yes.
In the cabin in the woods and the Olympics was on. Figure skating was on. I had just seen I, Tonya. And China had a guy.
I remember this. Oh, that was a good...
Yeah, yes. China had some, like, a big Chinese guy, and they were talking. And I don't know if they were talking or I looked him up afterwards, but they're like, oh, he may be, like, 34 or 32. They're, like, not sure how old
he is.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, like, the whole point of I, Tonya is, like, you know, this hardscrabble girl that had to compete against, like, the rich Americans.
Yeah, but princesses.
Yeah, but she goes to the Olympics, which is an international event, and literally every other athlete had it worse than fucking Tonya Harder. Yeah. It's like half of them are fucking, like, irradiated and conscripted by the state.
Yeah.
A Chinese guy that doesn't even have a birthday.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Damn, does he just get, when does he even have his birthday?
You talk about, you want to be a ninja. What about that guy?
That's true.
Forced into figure skating.
Yep.
Because he probably showed signs of homosexuality.
Yep.
And they're like, let's chill him out.
Because he smiled.
The CCP decided.
Let's put this guy on ice.
Yeah.
And see
little
how gay,
did they know.
See how gay he is.
That only made him gayer.
Yeah. I love the China's like, we don't have coronavirus anymore.
Yeah, they don't, do they?
I think they're just killing anyone that has it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Maybe Jack Ma got it.
Honestly, the sickest move that China pulled is like...
Killing that guy?
Well, no, awesome. Taking the most absurd approach to the virus, which is just welding people inside their apartments and locking everything down.
Uh-huh.
And then the world laughed at them, and then coronavirus came here. And they were like, I guess we'll just do what China did.
But not even the only good part of it.
This is
Sort of do it.
You like petting this thing?
I actually really do.
Yeah. I like petting this and then making eye contact with the cat while doing it.
Yeah.
So the cat knows that it could be you, but it's not.
But you're not soft enough.
You're not soft. You're a piece of shit.
I want to suck a guy's hard dick.
I want to eat pussy.
Dude, they're over there having fucking music festivals in China, though.
When
dude.
I saw that pool party rave, I got really mad.
I know.
That's our kind of shit, you
That's
know?
That's all shit, dude.
Doing Chinese Bonnaroo.
That stuff
I
want
to go to Chinese Bonnaroo.
That's stuff that we like.
There's probably
doing.
So much pussy over there.
I don't think they actually fuck.
No, Japan doesn't fuck.
No, I think China, too.
China fucks, dude. They're like wild animals.
I don't see it.
My name is James Bonnaroo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Chinese spy, James Bonnaroo. Coca-Cola. Pee-pee-nuster.
Yes.
Oh my god, Coca-Cola. Pee-pee-nuster.
I'm going to catch you, the Chinese Joker.
I'm going Japanese spy James Bonner.
James Bonner. I am going to stop the Chinese Joker.
he has a Ricense to cure.
There he is.
Yeah.
Swish.
Yeah. And instead of Goldeneye, it's you know.
Yeah. I think we all know.
We all know that.
We don't have to say what kind of eye he is instead.
From Russia with garlic sauce.
That's pretty good.
Okay, there we go. This will be the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Pull up the list.
Octa sideways pussy.
List of Jan. Don't get ahead of yourself, Mr. Sorry, Stoddard.
Yeah,
we have Time to Kill.
You're right.
A Time to Kill starring James Bonnaroo.
James Bonnaroo.
Now, I want you to imagine there's still 20 minutes left of the podcast.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, 15 minutes.
We got this, boys.
Now, I want you to imagine.
All right, let's see.
They take off her clothes, and they still have another 15 minutes.
He fucks a chick named Sideways Pussy Galore.
Okay, I kind of did say kinda Sideways Pussy.
Oh, you said that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, sorry. Yes, I did.
Okay, well, let's go back. I apologize.
It's not. You don't have to apologize to me. Apologize to our listeners.
I apologize to the listeners
for not doing the basic job of listening.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking too hard about Jake Paul.
And that's what you came up with. You were thinking so hard you couldn't listen to the other one of your other co-hosts.
All right, let's.
And you came up with Sideways Pussy Galore.
Said never say never again. It's General Sal never again.
Was that a James Bond movie?
Yeah. You know, instead of Moonraker, it's Moonfacer.
Okay, I'll give you that one for sure.
I just looked up James Bond on Letterboxd, and the top hit is this Indian movie called James Bond.
That rules. Let's see here. I'm forgetting. I don't even... Okay. Mm-hmm. Casino Royale could just stay that because they love gambling. You know? Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of old Chinese people at a casino.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Thank you. Let's see.
All
right.
Dr. No.
Dr. No.
So we'll start there. Dr. No.
Okay.
But it's Dr. Neo, like Andy Neo.
Dr. Neo.
From Russia with Love, we already got that
one. Yep, that one's done.
Goldfinger. Goldfinger Trap. Who gives a shit?
Okay. Yeah, like Chinese Finger Trap.
Goldfinger Trap works, Adam.
Yeah, what did you say, Adam?
All right. I just didn't say anything.
Okay.
Thunderball.
Thunderball. Something Chinese.
Chinese Thunderball.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good. 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 Chinese.
I'm kind of, you know, I don't have my phone, so I'm at a bit of a disadvantage, but.
Well, I'm telling you what they are. I'm rolling them up. In fact, not having the visual.
Yeah.
It's easier for me if the words can just exist sort of up in the air. And
Do you want me to read them to you?
No.
Okay.
Thunderball. Let's go.
Okay. Let's see.
Great Thunderwall.
That's all right.
The Great Thunderwall.
The Great Thunderwall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll come back.
Let's put a pin in this.
We'll come back to Thunderball. You only live twice.
That's
we don't have
you only love fried rice.
Yeah,
you only we're out of fried rice.
You only fry rice.
You only fry rice. Thank you.
Yeah. On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
On the Empress's.
No.
Secret. No.
There's something about Sir. Hold on.
On her mattress, sleeping surface.
Hold on, let him work it out.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I mean, if my mom just works with the. You gotta
work backwards.
Yeah. On her mattress, sleeping surface. On her. On her vaginal sideways surface.
All right. Yeah.
On her vaginal sideways surface.
Orifice. On her vaginal sideways orifice.
There you go. On Her Majesty's Secret Service. On her vaginal sideways orifice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
That one's in the books.
On her. Diamonds Are Forever.
Mm.
Taiwan ours forever.
Yeah.
Taiwan what?
Taiwan ours
Diamonds
forever.
Diamonds are forever. Taiwan, Taiwan's ours forever.
Taiwan's ours forever. That's
perfect.
That was very good.
Very good.
That was very good.
That's fucking sniper shot.
I like that.
Live and let die. Chicken fried rice.
Yeah, there's something with the I. Mm-hmm. Hurry up and buy.
Buy what?
Just kind of what is a you're accosted by a typically Korean store owner if you're a black person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hurry,
hurry
okay.
up and buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't like loitering.
live and let die. Give and get. I'm trying to think. Fuck. What are you looking at?
The list of James Bond movies as well. Right. What about instead of live and let die, it's the chicken get fried, like the fried chicken that they sell at the Chinese restaurants.
All right, we're moving on.
I would prefer hurry up and buy over chicken.
Hurry up and buy is fine.
The man with they're not all going to be bangers. That's the problem. Is you hit Taiwan's ours forever, and they're like, we got this.
Yeah, we're right, warming
we're
up.
We're fucking. We
but
got
that's
this.
That's not how it works. Right. It's peaks and valleys.
And then the next one's like chink eye, to fucking sideways pussy. And you're like, huh. how could that be Chinese?
Let's figure
the
it
man
out.
Who knew karate.
That's good.
The man with the golden gun. The man with the only son. The man.
Yeah,
who,
the son.
Yeah, the man. The man Chinese theater. The man with the only son. Something about killing your daughter.
Yep. Let's think. Let's keep that.
Oh,
theme.
The infanticide. Mm-hmm.
Let's keep that theme in our back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
The man with the golden gun.
The man who beat back the Hun. That's
okay.
Mulan.
Okay.
All right. There you go. All right.
Yeah, I'll take it. The man who beat back the Hun.
Yeah. Okay. The spy who loved me. The spy who loved P.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's easy. That's easy.
Moonraker. Happy
we got that one. We got that one in the bag firmly and securely.
If for your eyes only.
I think we can just skip
that. Octopussy. We'll skip that one. A View to a Kill.
What is that? I never heard of that one.
A View to a Kill.
Yeah.
A View to a Kill. A Kill to a Kill students in Tiananmen Square.
Mm-mm. Well, Adam's got to have one, so we'll do
Thank
that.
Thank you.
The Living Daylights.
Living Daylights.
Go
ahead.
The Denying Gay Rights.
I was thinking
some of the gay rights. So,
you didn't. So.
That's good.
License to Kill, License to Drive. Okay. He's the only guy in China that's allowed to drive.
Yeah, same thing. Effectively, it turns out to be
Golden Eye. We'll just skip all the
anything
eyes.
With eye.
Yeah, we got that.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Okay.
Tomorrow Never Rise.
Okay, you can't.
Yeah.
You can use rice for sure, but you got to give it a little sum.
To chicken over rice.
To chicken over rice.
But that's
halal. Yeah. Yeah. I got one for the next one. So The World Is Not Enough is A Girl Is Not Enough.
Yes. Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tomorrow Never Dies.
We've already done something with something fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scott.
What?
No, no, it's just my brain was making me whisper.
So never dies. Confucius never lies.
Yeah, there you go. That's fine. world is not enough. A girl is not enough. Die another day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the same sounds. It,
yeah, it's annoying.
Which is not really our fault.
Yeah. Die. How about try another knees?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Because then you imagine the world of Chinese James Bond. They're sticking with the theme. They're running out of names.
Right, right, yeah, right. So try another knees.
Try another knees. Doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. Casino Royale. The Sino Fial.
The Sino?
Sino like the Sino. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Casino. Red Beano.
Red Bean Paste. That's
Paste
good.
Owl.
Red Bean Paste Owl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that one.
This is the one. That's where they. That's the first movie where they cast a black guy as Chinese James Bond. Yeah.
Red Bean Paste Owl.
Quantum of Solace. Quantum of Dick.
Yeah, quantum of penis.
Quantum of penis.
That's Chinese.
Quantum of penis.
Quantum. Skyfall. Skyfall, Great Wall, Skyfall.
Sky. Yeah, I mean, sky, eye. You know, you want to go fries.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, fry.
Slant
off.
Fry
is too tempting. You want to go fry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, Louise, what's... Something else that's Chinese. Skyfall.
It's hard, man. Yeah, it's fucking hard, it's hard shit.
This is a really hard one. We're doing hard work right now.
Skyfall, karate.
Thai.
Karate.
Something Thai? Like T-H-A-I? Thai. Thai.
Foot binding.
Thai. Yeah. Thai.
Cheese.
Rickshaw.
Dow.
Yeah.
Rickshaw. That's, yeah, rickshaw is, yeah.
We haven't explored
Patty
that.
Head.
Patty.
Coke, PP,
Thai,
Coke, PP, Thai wall, Thai gray wall, Thai gray wall,
Thai
wall,
Thai.
Oh, we didn't think of the zodiac. Also, we can
work on. Oh yeah,
like the year of the.
Oh, true.
Yeah. It's famous Chinese people: Xi, Bruce Lee, Deng Xiaoping. Mao, Chairman, Scott Chairman, Skyfall.
Chairman Sky.
There it is, Chairman Skyfall.
Okay.
Spectre. All right, here we go. There's some new blood in the mix.
There's something, yeah, Spectre.
And Spectre to be a boy. Oh, whoops, I expect her to be a boy.
Whoops, I expect her.
Time to put ash in her mouth and leave her in the woods.
They put ash in the baby's mouth?
Yes, they suffocate.
Damn,
that's mean. Mm-hmm.
That's a wild move.
Spectre.
Director.
There you go. Yeah. Director. Zhang Yimou.
Spectre.
Spectre.
Spectacles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour.
Dumpling, spring rolls.
Dumplings.
Spectre rolls. Crab Rangoons. Crab Rangoons.
Yeah. Chow Fun.
Chris back to Mugu Guy Pan. Poo Poo Platter.
Poo Poo Platter.
Mushu Pork. Mushu Spectre. No Time to Die. Moving on. We're running out of this is the last one. This
no
is
time, last time to Die. Is that the new one?
That's the new one.
I mean, really, it's no shrimp.
No time for human rights for the
Come on,
Uyghurs.
Man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You can't. Unless it's you can't. We've already done human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Gay rights, I guess.
Yeah, gay rights. I was talking about the Uyghurs.
No Time to Die.
No Crime to Try, and it's about killing your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You shouldn't do that, folks.
Let's put that.
Try that.
Let's try like four more, and if we don't get anything, we'll go with that one.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. No Time to Die. No.
No Mugu Gao Pie.
Yeah.
No. isn't that a dish, Mugu
Gao
Pie?
No Key Lime Pie.
No. Okay, all right. No,
they don't lime, have no that.
They don't have it in a Chinese restaurant.
They don't have that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's it. And asking
them. You know, you're like, hey, can I have some key lime? No key lime pie.
No key lime, no key lime pie.
You've never seen that at a Chinese restaurant, whether it's the lowest or the highest end. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Steamed broccoli world police. How about that instead?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we try it the other way, where we think of Chinese things and figure out other movies?
I like this. Let's look at the Wikipedia page for a list of Chinese things. And then we'll go back and make it all James.
Yeah, that's the smarter way.
List
to
of
do
Chinese
it.
Movies.
Yeah. Well, there's that Marx Brothers movie, Duck Soup.
Yeah.
Duck Sauce. Duck
Sauce. That's good.
That's good. Okay, list of Chinese films, Wikipedia. 1905 to 1929. List of Chinese films before 1930. Dingjun Mountain.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Ding James Bondin.
Okay.
1913, The Difficult Couple. What is that, just Chinese Odd Couple?
Yeah. Well, they came up with it first, yeah, probably.
What's the plot?
The story is mainly about a man and a woman who previously never met each other being forced to marry for the benefits of their family's relationships despite their own personal aspirations.
1913, damn, that's pretty fucking early. How long is it?
1917, Victims of Opium.
Uh-oh.
The that victims sounds sad.
Dr. Nopium.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Nopium.
Yang Rusheng.
That one's going to be hard.
That one's about Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang.
Yeah, sure. Laborer's Love. From Russia with Labor's Love. This is a lot easier.
This is so much easier. This is flowing.
Yeah. An Empty Dream. An Empty Dream Catchers. But in this world, it's James Bond in the movie. The Sea Oath. Mm-hmm. The Sea the Spectre. Women's Skeletons. Women's Women to Die. Zhang Jin Shang. You only Xinjiang once.
Yeah, you only Xinjiang once.
Yeah, Dreams of a Taoist Priest, Flags of Our Fathers, the Filial Wife Soup, The Diamonds Are Forever, The Lotus Falls, The Lotus Sky Falls, Orphan Rescues
Easy
Grandfather,
money.
Rescuers Down Under,
yeah,
The Predestined.
Yeah, I think we've done it, man. We kind of crushed that one.
I wish I had another writing job on a bad TV show. Yeah. Just, I could
just do this literally all
just
day.
All day long, just handing in trash and being like, yeah, whatever. I mean, we don't start shooting for another 3 weeks.
So.
I'm going to take a little piss and be back.
All right. I got a piss too as well, but I'll wait. My penis is forever, forever, forever. I'm
penis
gay
forever.
Now. But I wish I was straight.
We should watch all the James Bond movies again.
Again?
Yeah, I mean, haven't you seen them all?
Probably not. I don't even really know who Roger Moore is.
He's just this gay British guy that played James Bond.
Sean Connery's
He was the posh James Bond. Sean Connery's kind of rugged and Scottish. Roger Moore was English. And
did Roger Moore get pussy?
He was a fancy boy. They always get pussy. That's part of James Bond. What's the point of being James Bond if you don't get pussy? And then half of the pussy you get, they die because they're bad guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is cool that he used to fuck his enemies.
He fucks the bad guy girl, and then she dies, and then he fucks the good girl.
That's the way to go.
That's the way it goes.
If half the girls I fucked...
Die? That would be great.
That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
You know, just a couple headaches taken care of.
If your dick was cursed like that.
50, and then women still wanted to fuck you?
Mm-hmm. All right, how about diamonds, R-word, N-word?
Diamonds, okay. R-word, N-word.
Nice.
Nick bolted out of the bathroom to
My
do that
My pants aren't even put back.
<didn't> even...
Diamonds, R-word, N-word, R-word, N-word. It's bad, James. Somebody called the Prime Minister the R-word. People call him the R-word all the time. They called him the R-word, N-word. Oh, my God. There's word that the Russian separatists have gained control of a new word. It's even worse than any word we've heard before. You mean N-word, F-word? No, even worse than that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I got to eat my shrimps, man.
Nice. I went to that's, well, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
There you go.
All right.
I'm not going to say it on the show.
Say it.
You want to tell him later?
All right, I'll tell him.
You went to the steakhouse.
No, that was not what I was going to tell him.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What the fuck is what are you talking about?
I thought that's what you were going to say. No. That you went to the steakhouse that you like.
No.
Did you go to that one, the one on the west side?
I did. I took my cousin and her fiance out for dinner. It was a gift.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I want to fuck. Well, I can't have a steak. All right, I got a space and then eat some shrimp.
You can have a steak. You just got to do it in moderation.
You're right. You know? I love having a big fucked up steak.
Exactly. You get a porterhouse, you eat it, and then you don't eat for 5 days. That's moderation.
That would rock. All right.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Diamonds are word and word.
Diamonds are word
and
word.
If you remember anything of me and the show and Adam and Stav,